Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I had one of my SEs come to me last week, absolutely fuming. She'd just gotten out of a call where the AE told her 15 minutes before the meeting, "The prospect just wants to see the product. Don't overthink it."
The classic five words that every SE hates hearing.
Just show them the product. And my SE did what most SEs do. She ran a generic demo. 45 minutes of feature walkthrough. The prospect was polite, said, "Thanks, we'll circle back," and went dark. 2 weeks later, the deal is dead.
Because nobody uncovered whether there was actually a problem worth solving.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, what to do when somebody says, "Just demo it."
So here's what I've started coaching my team on. When you get the "just show them the product" request, don't fight it. Don't refuse the demo. Don't send back an email explaining why discovery matters. That's a losing battle with most AEs.
Agreed. I've watched SEs die on that hill. They push back. The AE escalates. The SE looks uncooperative, and leadership says, "Just do the demo." Nobody wins.
Instead, do the demo, but steal the first 15 minutes. I call it the mini discovery. You open the call with something like, "Before I jump into the platform, I want to make sure I show you the parts that actually matter to your situation. Can I ask a few quick questions?" No customer has ever said no to that.
Because you're framing it as making the demo better for them, not as an interrogation.
Exactly. Three questions, maybe four. What's driving the urgency to look at this now? What are you doing today to handle this? What would good look like 6 months from now? That's it. 15 minutes. And now your SE knows enough to tailor the demo on the fly instead of running the standard product tour.
How much do you actually tailor in real time, though? Because my concern, at enterprise scale, is that SEs need prep time. A 15-minute discovery conversation right before a demo doesn't give them time to build a custom environment or pull specific data.
It doesn't, and that's okay. The tailoring isn't about a custom demo instance. It's about emphasis. If the customer says, "Our biggest headache is reporting to the board," your SE spends 20 minutes on the reporting module and skips the onboarding flow entirely. If they say, "We need to cut manual work for the team," you focus on automation. Same demo, different lens.
So you're not customizing the build, you're customizing the narrative.
Right. The product doesn't change. The story around it does. And that's a skill you can coach. Which features to linger on, which to skip, which pane to connect to which screen. It doesn't require 3 days of prep. It requires listening for 10 minutes.
I'll push back on one thing. This works beautifully for a first meeting where expectations are low. But what about the second or third meeting, the one where the economic buyer shows up? You can't run mini discovery at the top of that call. The buyer expects you to already know their situation.
100%. The mini discovery is a first call move. It's designed for exactly the scenario where the AE gives you nothing and you're walking in cold. By the second meeting, you should have proper discovery done, a tailored environment, the whole thing. If you're still mini discovering on call three, something went very wrong upstream.
Fair. So it's a rescue play, not a replacement for actual discovery.
That's the right framing. It's not ideal. Ideal is the AE does proper qualification, briefs the SE, and the SE has a week to prepare. But we don't live in ideal. We live in, the call is in an hour and the AE just dropped a Slack message saying show up.
My SE managers would add one thing, the debrief. If you run a mini discovery and it surfaces real pain, that information needs to go back to the AE. Don't just use it for the demo and move on. Send a two-line summary afterward. Here's what I learned. Here's where the opportunity is. That turns a rescue play into pipeline intelligence.
And suddenly the AE realizes, oh, maybe I should have done that discovery call first, because the SE just uncovered something I missed.
And that changes behavior over time, not lectures about methodology.
What's the move?
Next time an AE says, just show them the product, don't argue. Take the meeting. But coach your SE to open with three questions before a single screen gets shared. 15 minutes of mini discovery turns a product tour into a conversation. And after the call, send the AE what you learned. Prove the model through results, not philosophy.
Don't fight the demo. Fix it from the inside. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.